Please!
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win!
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. It's Saturday. It's 11 o'clock Eastern, and that means it's time to hear from the public. We're coming to you live from our WatchEveryGame.com studios. It really is the perfect time of year for the WatchEveryGame.com box. NCAA hoop tournaments are on, NHL, NBA, UFC, real Major League Baseball is coming soon too. And as Vicky reminds us, don't forget to tell them about the movies. So go to WatchEveryGame.com. I am second half Chaz along with Steve on the board. We got Maggie in-house. She's our assistant helping us today. Johnny D.
Yeah, I'm like the guy who sneaks into the Super Bowl every year, but still thinking about that four-overtime thriller last night. I can't get over that. In case you didn't see that UConn-Cincinnati game, it's one of the greatest games you'll ever see. The freshman point guard hit a 60-foot shot with 0.8 seconds. Four-overtime thriller, and we've got 14 great conference tournament championship games to talk about.
And Tommy's in-house.
What do you say, sports bettors?
We are going to cover as many opinions on as many games as an hour will handle, and we want to know what the public is thinking, so give us a call, 866-405-1717. As always, callers wanted, winners preferred. Let's not waste any time. On the Facebook post this week, I wrote, how will all these NFL trades impact the regular season win total that Matt from the M Resort had sent us over? One of the other questions was, how many winners did Jonathan in San Antonio post on Facebook? Jonathan, you had a pretty good run, my man.
Yeah, yes, sir. I had a really good week. I love championship week. All the smaller schools are finishing up their conferences, getting ready for the big tournament, so I had a pretty good week. I finished off rocky yesterday. I went 2-4, but it all happened. So, and actually, I wasn't able to post yesterday either, so I didn't get on the radio. Nobody saw the losing day, I guess. So.
Well, hey,
you should have shut up then.
There's nothing wrong with that. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
All right, so Johnny said there's 14 games today. I know that when I looked this morning, a lot of the lines weren't out yet.
They're coming out slowly. I've been looking at the game, so I kind of been predicting kind of what the line is going to be at, where I thought it would be at. So I was, as soon as it popped up, I was able to kind of make a decision. I'm going to be on Old Dominion today. That line wasn't up until about 10 minutes ago, but I kind of figured it would be a very low line, and it is. It's Old Dominion minus 2.5 against Middle Tennessee. Old Dominion lost earlier in the year to Middle Tennessee State. They've covered every game that's in their conference tournament so far. So I think that they're going to – I think they're a better all-around team at this point in the season than Middle Tennessee State is. They'll win the 2.5 and cover the 3 easily. There's still a – like, I'm looking at the Monroe game. That spread's not up yet.
I got to interject here, Jonathan, because Tom Vasco in football does that a lot too with the colleges. He'll go with those smaller schools, and the only downside is then you don't get to play him in March Madness because, as you know, only one of those teams is going to make it in. Those aren't 2 and 3 representative, conferences.
Jonathan, UL Monroe is plus 1.5.
Plus 1.5. Yeah, I'm on. I covers. I feel like doesn't have it yet. I'm on that set right now, and I don't.
No, they were really late because I was up a little early because Maggie and I had a meeting before to go over some of the show prep, and it was not up yet. There was only four games on there.
I'll tell you that if they're plus 1.5, go ahead and ride them. They're playing a lot better than UTA. UT Arlington started the season. I want to say they were like 15-0. Since that point, they're not like 8-9. So I would really recommend taking ULM. They've been covering. They've been on a fire. 9-1 last 10, 7-3 against the spread. So I'll take ULM at +1.5 as well. The other game, I'll give you guys one more game, is Seton Hall. And I'll give you another prediction. I think Seton Hall, depending on how their bracket lines up, is a Final Four team. I think they have the best player in the nation that nobody talks about. Everybody knows about Ben Simmons. Everybody knows about Buddy Hield. But nobody knows about Isaiah Whitehead. And I think he's the best play, all-around player in the nation right now. So I think that's a game to look at today. They're +6.5. They're playing Villanova. It's going to be a tightly contested game. Seton Hall is nothing but cover for me every time I'm taking them this year. So that's my like game. That's like my favorite game of the day, probably.
Yeah, the Big East has had a lot of their games go over. Now, the one thing about these 14 conference championship games, and I'm going to put an asterisk there because, Johnny, that was your number. 14 sounds like a good number. I'm going to go with it. Is that all those teams are covering? A lot of them have covered. So now you're at a point where you got two teams that have been covering. Only one of them can cover today.
Yeah. And I look at it to the point where both teams are covering. I like getting points. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think when they get down to the wire, when they get to the championship games or the quarterfinals and stuff like that, I think those games tend to be a little closer. We've had, I mean, how many buzzer beaters, overtime games have we had? Just yesterday, you know what I mean? Buzzer beaters that were, buzzer beaters that weren't, close games, overtime. Speaking of which, man, I remember UConn. They actually now have the record for the longest games played in the Big East tournament and in their new conference right now because of that four overtime game. So they have, in the Big East, they played Syracuse. It was like six overtimes or something like that.
It really was an incredible. You know what, Johnny? I was telling Vicky, I didn't see the shot. What happened was I was watching, I was working, and I had, you know, just the score on. And they showed it like they were up by three, the other team, with like a fraction. I thought the game was over. I said to myself, how did they tie that up? Maybe they took it off because I didn't remember the score. Sometimes, as you know, they'll take the points off the board. The guy's foot was out of bounds, anything, you know?
Buzzer beaters, baby. Hey, I can throw you a big curve if you have time for one. Well, I thought of something I've never thought of before. You talk about open parlays a lot, and we talk about riding hot teams. I picked Oregon on the show the last 2 weeks. What if I did an open parlay 3 weeks ago with Oregon, and then I bet Oregon again the next week, and then the next week? You could have a parlay like that.
It's funny you mention that because I had one this week with
you did the same thing
with
on
Gonzaga.
A
I got Gonzaga. And I hit Gonzaga 2 days in a row.
Yeah. Pick a hot team in March Madness.
All right, Jonathan, one more time. Okay, Seton Hall, you know, Theo and Charles from Connecticut called in with Seton Hall a couple weeks back. That was when they beat Xavier the first time.
Yes.
You know? And what were the other two games you said?
Louisiana Monroe.
I have like five. ULM, Monroe. And the other game is Old Dominion.
Yeah, that was it. That was it. I couldn't remember. Yep.
What's their mascot?
I don't know. The Monarchs or something.
I usually know them, but ODU, it's funny because I have friends that went there.
It can be Mexican food for $500, Alex.
Jonathan, great, great week. Keep up posting. We appreciate your comments on our Facebook page, also at SB Weekly. We'll talk to you next time.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to go out now to we mentioned him. I don't know if he was on the on hold when we mentioned him. He's our small college guy. We just had our small college hoops guy following up with our small college football guy. And Tom, if we run a little long with you, we go to break. We'll pick you up after break. So I may interject at any time and shut you down for. You know, for a few championship football spots.
People shut me down.
Yeah. won't be the last time, huh?
Good morning. Actually, I didn't hear what you all were talking about, but my pick today happens to be the Monarch.
ODU?
Yeah, ODU.
Homer?
That's like a homer for me. That's where I'm
from. I know you're a homer.
But ODU right now, when you meant, I did catch part of it, is it's all about who's getting hot right now. And ODU right now, their coach is Jeff Jones. He goes back to taking UVA to the tournament, and I think he got run out on a rail because of politics. He actually did a pretty good job there, and he quietly took American to the tournament. And now, not only are they hot, they have a great smothering defense right now. And, of course, they're going against Middle Tennessee State, who has a great tradition. But right now, when you take ODU, how hot they are, they have a player named Trey Freeman. A lot of people think he's going to make it to the NBA. He's just amazing. He's scored like 90 points in the last two or three games. So I'm going to take ODU minus 2.5 today. I think they Jeff Jones will get them back into the tournament today. And a monarch is like a royal king.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'll vouch for Tommy because I think we did a road trip once and he hit like 45 straight mascots without a miss. Any other opinions today?
Well, the other opinion is Purdue and Michigan right now. Purdue's awfully hot right now, but Michigan, they seem to always find a way to kind of sneak into the tournament, and I think 7 is a little high right now. It actually started at 8, so people are thinking likewise. And boy, Virginia, North Carolina, I think they'll be playing for the number one seed in the tournament. I'm going to take Virginia in that one. Once again, it's the defense I think is going to prevail.
Yeah, I know that kid from Michigan that hit that buzzer beater. He was that was a shot of a lifetime, huh?
Yeah, and their coach, he started out in Richmond out here, and when Richmond kind of – no one knew who they were a long time ago, and then Dick Tarrant used to get them in.
All right, Tom, you know what? Hold on. Hold that thought. Hold that Richmond thought for all you Richmond fans. We'll be right back at Sports Betting Weekly.
Go Spiders.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6betsagame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6betsagame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbooks all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6betsagame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's 6betsagame.com. Start winning more bets now.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
Looks like we're a two-box family.
At ChampionshipFootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a Denver Broncos fan or a member of the Alabama Crimson Tide Nation. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong New York Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law is a Baltimore Ravens backer. Know a member of the Ole Miss Alumni Association? Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who is a New England Patriots fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, we're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. We've got Johnny D in house.
Hey, right here with you. Just a quick reminder, everybody, get batteries, backup batteries for your remote controls and maybe for your girlfriends, too. They might give
and
you backup.
Tommy.
Yikes. Sports bettors.
All right, so we're gonna finish up. Tom Vasco. Tom from Virginia. One more time. You got a couple opinions, you said.
Yeah, well, my big pick today is ODU, -2.5 today in the Conference USA Championship. And we were just – and the other pick was Michigan +7. Steve Ballon, I was just mentioning, he was actually one of the coaches from Richmond, and then he moved on to, I think, West Virginia and now Michigan, and he's done a great job. But Richmond kind of was – all these schools like ODU, Richmond, VCU – they were once upon a time in the Colonial Conference, and that's when, you know, whoever won, there was only going to be one team going to the tournament. And now, you know, VCU kind of built a nice mid-level dynasty, and they're doing great. ODU is starting to do great again. So it's kind of good to see these schools do good, because if you guys can go back in your crystal ball when Richmond would be the team from the Colonial Conference, and I think they beat Syracuse in the second round.
They beat Indiana in the first round one year.
And they were just great, and it was fun. And that's, to me, when the madness really started to catch on fire, when the smaller schools. To this day, everybody looks for those small schools to beat.
Cinderella!
Yes, exactly.
All right, Tom.
Anyway.
Appreciate it, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Thanks.
Yeah, you know what? It really is, guys. It's a special time of year. Just imagine. And I talked to Matt Holt at CG Technologies. He was so excited about all the tournaments in Vegas. I just can't even imagine, because we've done it. You know, we've done the four games in a day. We know how draining it is.
Yeah.
And then to come back the next day for two and then the next day for one.
Especially at Cox Arena if you have good seats, because then you got to walk that vertical hill all the way up.
Yeah, it really is, yeah. Man. They should have goats.
They should have what are those? Lark chairs.
Who are the guys? The Sherpies?
Sherpas.
Yeah. All right. You know what? Anytime we're lucky enough to get the host of the BS Sports Show on the line, we're going to take it. His knowledge was there. Unfortunately, though, Indiana tripped up, didn't they, Mo?
Yeah, they did. They should have gotten beat a lot worse had Michigan been able to convert shots in the first half. They went 1 of 8, 2 of 10 at one point. Indiana played horribly. But, you know, it brings up an interesting matchup today. Like I heard your last caller talking about, the line is down to 6.5 now, Purdue and Michigan. Purdue, though, has been on a hot streak. They've been playing their best ball of the year. They look like a buzzsaw yesterday, and they've got a great front line with A.J. Hammonds and with Caleb Swanigan, the super freshman, actually from here at Fort Wayne. I like Purdue today, and I like them pretty big. I don't know if Michigan can keep up the run they've been on the last 2 days. I like Purdue pretty big today with Michigan.
You know what happens, too, Mo, is those extra games. You know, when you're sitting and you're playing one last game in 3 days, it makes a big difference.
Well, that, and you got to remember that Michigan's playing without their best player, of Kallus LeVert, who's been out, you know, almost all year with an injury, missed a good portion of last year. And these kids have played tough, and John Beilein has done a great job. And just, you know, if they get into a rut and shooting wise like they did yesterday, Purdue's just going to dominate them inside. Their 1-2 punch of A.J. Hammonds and Kallus Swanigan is just, I think, too tough for Michigan to handle.
Yeah, but I guess from don't get me wrong. If you don't make the tournament, you're still going to have a line on your game because you're going to be in the NIT. But, you know, that was a pretty big shot that kid hit from the corner.
Right, you know, and to have it back-to-back days, you wonder at what point does the luck run out, and does it, you know, we saw Notre Dame win the ACC last year, then upset Duke with a big comeback, and then just get dismantled by UNC last night. And I have a feeling that that's what's going to happen to Michigan today with Purdue.
Yeah, I was bummed because I had Indiana on the money line coupled with Bernie Sanders to win the, you know, the nomination on the Democratic side, and it didn't work.
No, well, you know, you'll have missteps like that at times.
Yeah, you know, they call it gambling for a reason, Mo. All right, right. So here's what we got, Mo. We got Johnny D in house.
What's up, Mo?
Maggie's got a headset on. She's listening. She's going to be helping us with the pushing the show going forward. We've got Tommy, and then we have the March Madness sheets. We've got NHL sheets. We got the president sheets, you know, presidential election. I've got the Western Conference, Eastern Conference, NBA playoffs are on the horizon. There's golf. There is the NFL sheet for the wins. I've got some horse racing. There's a couple of Kentucky Derby. And I guess there's about the same amount of games left in the NHL season as the NBA season. You know, for a country that really is focused on football, there's a few places you could drop shekels today.
Yeah, you know, I like the Pacers on the road in Dallas. Dallas will give the Pacers a 1.5. Pacers beat San Antonio earlier this week. They always play well on the road. They played well in Dallas. I like the Pacers tonight. And a game that I think is going to be good is we get a Saturday night game on ABC, San Antonio and the Thunder. San Antonio is given 8.5. The Thunder have not played well recently. And if all guys are playing tonight for San Antonio, you know, people don't seem to forget how good they are only being a couple games back of Golden State. I like San Antonio tonight.
Yeah, no, they're, you know, everybody's talking about the Warriors, but if they turn around, you know, San Antonio could win the conference.
Very easily. And, you know, they've got such a good, deep bench and a bunch of unselfish guys who buy into what Greg Popovich is doing. You know, I think they like just kind of being forgotten right now. And, you know, it's a very, very tough team. Indiana had, you know, struggles towards the end of the game, and not everybody was playing. When they're playing the full squad, man, they are a tough, tough team to beat.
All right, so we're going to go real quick. M Resort was kind enough to send over their pro football wins a couple weeks back, and I'm not sure how much they got altered by the trades this week, but there was quite a few trades that will impact some of these teams that are on here, especially the ones that have 8.5, you know, 7.5, 8.5 wins, because, you know, that's a 50-50.
Super Bowl champs have no quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
Who knew? Who saw that coming?
Even though I did see a Facebook post that showed a Rastafarian guy and John Elway, and he said, this stuff is so good, it'll make you trade for Mark Sanchez.
Funny.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. If there was a way to predict Cleveland going 1-15, I don't know what their wins are at, but they look like they're going to be horrible regardless if they get Colin Kaepernick or not.
4.5.
Terrible team. I don't think they even get close to that.
You know, it's amazing how consistent Cleveland is at sucking. They're
bad.
Really good at it. They've been doing it for a long, long time now.
Yeah, I mean, if their owner Jimmy Haslam can figure out a way to embezzle and fix things like he does with his flying J's and his pilots to do it in Cleveland, they could be halfway decent, but they're horrible.
Yeah,
they just a mismatch in the front office. They've got the Pro Bowlers walking out, and now their All-Pro other offensive lineman wants out. And, you know, to lose two of the best linemen in the NFL when you don't even know who your quarterback's going to be is going to be a huge disaster there in Cleveland.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to have Maggie see if she can get in touch with Johnny Manziel's agent. He might have some time on his hands. You know what? You know he's good. He knows Vegas.
Yeah, and if you're providing the drinks, I'm sure he'll be into it.
There's no doubt about it. All right, Mo, BS Sports Show this week. Anything good going down or what?
Yeah, we're going to have Ryan Grigson, the GM of the Colts, on this week. So I can't wait to grill that son of a...
Well, okay, they're sitting at, eight and a half is their total, so... maybe you can get some inside information. We'll put some future money on it.
I'll work on that for you.
We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, guys.
All right, let's see. Real quick, the phone lines are full, so if you're struggling to get through, you could always hit us up on Twitter.
At SB Weekly.
Of course, the Facebook post is important because what we're doing now is we're putting that post up every day. And you can go into the comments, you can share it, you can add your comments, but put some winners on there, especially if you've got an opportunity at halftime, because there were a lot of games yesterday that were second-half winners that were easy. If you just saw the game, you said, wait, this team is much better than that team. And, you know, Tommy, as you know, I tend to sometimes will bet second halves.
Yep.
All right. When we come back from break, we've got a full line of callers. We got Ziggy's going to give us some horse racing. Marvin's going to give us some hoops. But I want to go out to Theo in Atlantic City because, Theo, your team is hot.
My team is looking great. I'm saying we're going to take it straight.
Well, you did.
We're getting 6.5 over Nova today.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard earlier in the show, Jonathan from San Antonio echoed what I heard last night on the broadcast, and that's if they get lucky in the draw, they could win a couple games in the tournament.
I see them going Final Four. I think they're a great team. They're playing better than they've played in years. Whitehead is leading the team like a true, just, you know, well-known player. He's looking great across the nation, and I think they go a couple of rounds.
Yeah, they're scoring a lot of points too. You know, the Big East, really, it's been betting the overs in the Big East has been pretty easy, and a couple of the games they kind of stalled in the first half, and then they just lit it up in the second half.
Does Seton Hall have to win the tournament to get in?
Seton Hall's probably got a lock regardless of the Big East tournament. So
good deal.
They're looking pretty good. They hit that magic 20 a couple of weeks ago.
Well, that big, you know, you could. Charles called in with that Xavier game the first time they beat him.
Yeah,
and have they lost since then?
Or we lost to Xavier the first time. We beat them by 9 at home.
Well, that was recently. They just beat them recently.
Yeah,
and they beat them again. So they beat them twice in a week and a half or something.
Mm-hmm. And Nova, we lost 2 by a point when we played them at home. So we've got a pretty good track record against the team too.
Yeah, like I said, if you like that game, you definitely got to look at parlaying them, the Pirates, right, with the over.
I think it's like 6.5.
Yep. All right. All right, Theo. We'll talk to you next time.
All right.
All right. Bye. When you come back, we got another Kentucky Derby prep winner and some NBA with Marvin from Las Vegas at Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. This is a show where the public gives us as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour can handle. And if you guys remember last week, they started the show with 8 straight winners. It was rather amazing. I looked back and I saw the sheet, and it was all W's. Everybody they had mentioned won. We're going to do some quick calls real quick. Let's get out to Jim in San Diego.
Good morning, Chaz.
Jim, what's happening, brah?
Not too much. I first wanted to thank you for that concise assessment of my Cleveland Browns. unfortunately, it
you have our sympathy.
If that was a fight, they'd stop it.
Well, so who do you like?
Got one for you today. St. Joe's is getting 2 points to against the University of Dayton today in the semis in A-10. And the trends set up well for St. Joe's. They've been road warriors, covering 13 out of 16 on the road. They do well head-to-head against Dayton, and they're actually a very good daytime team, and there's a trend there.
Yeah, they both played very, very well to get to this point. There's no doubt about it. I watched the Dayton game the other day. All right, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
Let's get out to Ziggy. Ziggy.
What's going on?
Now, when it comes to the presidential election 2016, I know you've got some opinions, okay?
Yeah.
But the question I have for you is, are you going to put any money on it?
I'm not sure yet if I'm going to bet it or not. This race here, another race, 6 horses again. I'm looking at, there's 4 horses that are the speed of the race. I think the 2 is the quickest of all of them.
Where are you right now? What track are you at?
I'm not at no track right now. Today I'm actually working, but I took a few minutes to give you a call.
So what race are you talking about?
Santa Anita.
All right, so you're talking about the San Felipe.
Yep, San Felipe. It's an interesting race. There's, if you look at it, again, it's a six-horse field, but there's four horses that look like they have to get to the lead. The interesting thing is going to be what Smith does with his horse, because I believe he's the speed of the speed. And it'll be interesting to see what he tries to do with him, if he tries to sit off to slower speed or if he just goes out and says, you know, come and catch me. The horse that I do like is the 7, the Sormos horse.
Exaggerator.
I like him. He looks like if they do go fast early, he could pick up the pieces. I don't like Baffert's horse at all today. He's a 2-1 favorite, and I just don't like him. You know, I think it's a 2-7 box, and if I bet him to win, I'd bet the 7.
Any opinions on the other? There's two prep races today. There's the San Felipe and Santa Anita, but earlier in the day at Tampa, there's the Tampa Bay Downs.
No, I didn't get a chance to look at that race because I worked last night. I worked late last night, and then this morning when I got up, I looked at the San Felipe, and then I had to get on the road.
Yeah, just so you know, there's a lot of value here. There's 10 horses. The favorite on the money line is 5-2, and the second choice is 5-1. So that really would be a race that's worth going out and I don't know
what to look at.
What's
the interesting thing with Tampa is they usually do have their prep race. Usually does have a decent sized field, and you do usually get a decent price out of that race out of Tampa. You know.
Yeah, you know what? Anytime, Zig, you know, you're getting double digit horses starting in the race. You know the exotics are going to be good too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
no doubt about it. All right, we'll talk to you next time. Don't work too hard.
Talk to you next one. Okay, have a good one.
All right, let's go out to Al in San Diego.
Hello.
Hey, you're a pretty knowledgeable basketball guy.
Right.
So what are you thinking with the tournaments going on today?
I like Virginia over North Carolina.
Why?
Well, North Carolina is a fast-paced team, and Virginia is going to slow the ball down, and I think North Carolina is going to get a little impatient. They haven't shown the ability at the end of the games to close out some close games as they proved against Duke when they had that big lead a couple weeks ago. So I watched them play Notre Dame, and it was a free-flowing game from the beginning. You know, Virginia's not going to let them run up and down the court like that. They're going to slow the ball down, make them get in the half court, play half-court defense. And I just think at the end of the close game, Virginia will find a way to win by 1 or 2 points.
Yeah, well, you know, I know Johnny D gave out Virginia two shows back. I don't think they've lost since then. Johnny D has that effect on things. He can get that momentum going, you know?
I like the big games. I've got a few more to talk about.
All right, Al, we'll talk to you next time. Thanks again.
The Tar Heels just crushed Notre Dame
that
yesterday,
was
though.
Just brutal. Purdue whacked somebody good, too, right? Yeah, I don't know about that Michigan, that somebody liked Michigan. I don't know. Was it Tom Vasco, I think, likes Michigan. All right, so we've been waiting for some NBA talk, so let's head out to Marvin in Las Vegas.
Morning, Marvin.
What's going on, guys?
So this is a big, big game tonight, right?
It is a big game. I think every NBA is a big game when you're talking about marquee matchups. Yeah,
no doubt.
San Antonio Spurs, the rest of the basketball team, and Oklahoma City's coming off a buzzer beater loss, so I still think it should be a pretty good game.
That's a lot of points. OKC, when's the last time they were getting 8.5 from anybody?
That's a lot of points. I'm really trying to figure out why it's 8.5, but I do like the Oklahoma City Thunder with the 8.5, and I like them on the money line in the first half. I think Russell Westbrook probably will come out on the attack, especially with Tony Parker being up in age. You definitely see Russell Westbrook try to get his team involved early, especially coming off a loss.
San Antonio has like not – Yeah, Marvin, San Antonio has not started games recently well, only because I'm paying attention.
Well.
They've been kicking it up in the a notch in the second half, no doubt about it.
Yeah, they really come out in the second half and they kind of put their foot on the gas and they play a lot better defense in the second half. But the first half, you can pretty much any team in the NBA can give the San Antonio Spurs a good game in the first half.
And they,
I don't know why they just don't come out well.
Well, and if you look at the last, well, I don't know, 3-4 weeks, OKC's had a few second-half stumbles.
Yeah, they always seem to, in the last 2 weeks, I think they've basically crashed every half in the second half. I know Golden State, they had a good game against them. They played them twice. And I think they were up in the fourth quarter against Golden State by 9, and Golden State came back and I didn't understand that. I was like, well, for the third time, Golden State got them. But
yeah, I remember watching that game. We turned that on because they were down big at one point. They came all the way back, yeah, and it was funny. You could see the finger pointing on the court.
Yeah, I do think we'll see Oklahoma City and Golden State in the Western Conference Finals. I don't think it'll be the first.
Yeah, you know what? Like we said earlier in the show, people turn around. San Antonio's going to be in first place before you know it.
No, I don't think. Lose maybe two more games.
All you hear about is Golden State, and the next thing you know, you look in the I got the where did I got the sheet in front of me for the NBA. There's way too much action. Yeah, they're 3.5 back. So the 3.5 is not a lot, but
it's not a lot. But Golden State loses once every 2 months.
Exactly, they've lost six times in 64 games.
So they're not going to catch them. I know it seems feasible because it's only 3.5 games, but every time the Spurs lose one, Golden State might lose one and 7-8 games later.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's
exactly.
It's not going to happen, guys. They got the top seed. It's over.
Any other opinions?
As well today.
Any other opinions?
The Pacers, I like Oklahoma City. You know, I like them first half on the money line. And I also take Washington, I think it's plus 2 or 3. They got Bradley Beal coming back. So I'll take the Wizards today on the cover.
Who are they playing? It's not on my sheet. It might have got cut off.
The Wizards?
Yeah.
I believe the Wizards are playing Toronto.
There you go. All right, buddy. Great job. Keep up the good work. I appreciate you too, taking the time. What's your Twitter handle again?
Is it Moneyline Marvin at Poker Dealer at 210.
I like the money line, Marvin.
Oh, I love it.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next time.
We'll talk to you next week, guys.
Hey, you know what? I want to let's do this. Let's go around. We're going to go around one time, but then I want to get Joe on the phone because I know that he's got some pony opinions. You know what? We speak fluent pony on this show. We're able to understand pony, but as you know, it's not as popular with the rest of the world.
No, but it should be.
Yeah.
It's the sport of kings.
You look at soccer. Somewhere I got a soccer sheet here. There was like 40 countries playing soccer, but some of those countries, they eat horses. So I guess, you know, what are you going to do? Well, Johnny D.
It's all about basketball for me today. You know, I'm into the big games, ACC, championship, the Pac-12. But here's one game I want to talk about real fast. Utah at Oregon. Ducks are 2-point favorites. This is a 7 o'clock start out here on the left coast. Utah has a very good team. They're 26-7. They will go deep into the real tournament. But the Ducks are the Pac-12 champions. They swept the series against Utah, and they're going for a number one seed in the big dance. So for the third week in a row, I'm throwing out the Oregon Ducks to everybody.
Well, Utah had the late game last night because I went to sleep, and I woke up. That game was still on.
Yeah, they have a very good team, no doubt about it.
And that kid in the middle, he's tall. He's not that great of a player, but he just seems to be able to back people down. It'll be interesting to see because Oregon, I think they struggled early last night. They both those games went overtime though, didn't they?
Yeah, I still can't believe that quadruple 4 overtime game though. But
it was an amazing day.
I've got some more picks. Maybe we'll do a buzzer beater right at the end of the show.
And the the West Virginia game didn't go overtime. But the guy shot was still on his fingertips, so they took it off the board, you know?
Yeah, the kid from Oklahoma.
Yeah. So, Tommy.
I'm liking the Derby preps today.
That's a great segue. Let's go out to are you at Sports Haven? Where are you? Joe in Connecticut.
Sister's house. She's watching the baby. The baby's going crazy. The show on the 4 overtime game winner. It's UConn country around here.
There you go. All right, so just a heads up, we're going to be bouncing backwards into a break. We're going to pick you up after the break as well. But were you on the horn when Ziggy called in?
No, I didn't hear him before.
He says, and I'll quote him, he says he's not quite sure where he's going to put his money because the Democrats to win the election are minus 210 and the Republicans are plus 170. And, you know, being a union guy and all, he says he may take the overlay. So it will be interesting to see when he opens his wallet what comes out, you know?
Yeah, I think he's a smart bettor. He knows where to put the money. I tend to listen to him for a lot of losers, too.
You know what? Hey, that's the one thing about Sports Betting Weekly. You don't get a lot of losers. And when you come back, you're going to get a Kentucky Derby prep winner We'll be right back.
At championshipfootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a Denver Broncos fan or a member of the Alabama Crimson Tide Nation. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong New York Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law is a Baltimore Ravens backer. Know a member of the Ole Miss Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who is a New England Patriots fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, we're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6BetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6BetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember the sports books all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6BetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's 6BetsAGame.com. Start winning more bets now.
Hey, this is an important message. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. Sports betting is supposed to be a hobby. It's supposed to be fun. If you're hurting yourself by gambling with money you don't have, check out our website for the Gamblers Anonymous phone number.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz with Johnny D in house.
Right here with you.
And Tommy's here too.
Hey, what do you say, guys?
And let's see what we got here. Okay, this is the championshipfootballs.com segment. It is not the you had a pretty good season footballs.com segment. It's all about Alabama, Ole Miss, and the Broncos on their Facebook page. Check out the Autograph Footballs 2 championshipfootballs.com. Promo code $50 off if you type in the word radio. They really are the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Let's see what we got in front of us. We're going to go out to Joe from Connecticut in just a second. I want to clean up my desk. So we got rid of the M Resort Pro Football win season totals. Mo's going to talk to the Colts GM this week, ask if he's got any inside information. And I'm pretty sure the Cleveland totals probably dropped from the 4.5 that we had. Ziggy's made it some strong opinions on the presidential election odds. We've got the Triple Crown. I held on to these Triple Crown odds, guys, from that first race. So we'll see how those work a couple weeks from now. Mo called in with some NBA. So did Marvin in Las Vegas. Nobody's called on the Stony Brook-Vermont game. Go to at SB Weekly. You can hit us up on Facebook, Sports Betting Weekly, or give us a call, 866 405-1717. We're looking for some inside information, maybe some opinions on Vermont and Stony Brook today. But let's go out to Joe, because Joe, Ziggy didn't talk about Tampa Bay at all. He talked about the San Felipe.
Yeah, we both got the program for San Anita today. I was talking last night with him about it. And it's a short field. It's a tough race. But it's, again, one of those races that if you're able to latch onto a horse, work in some exotics, maybe a double, a pick three, you can make yourself some nice money on a horse that wins and maybe pays $9 to win.
Yeah, and that's the one thing we were looking at. So Tom and I were looking at the field here and the card for Santa Anita. Starting in the race six, there's a turf race, then the San Felipe, and those two are $400,000 each. Then they throw in a maiden special weight, which is $56,000. And we were laughing because, Joe, at some tracks, that's the feature.
Yeah, some tracks with that casino money, that $56,000 is a nice little payday.
Yep.
Today it's Santa Anita.
And so then the race nine is the San Carlos, 7 furlongs on the dirt, $300,000. Then the big one, the $1 million Santa Anita Handicap. So definitely, if you're in San Diego and you're looking to head over to Striders, today's a pretty good day to get there. I would try to get there about 1:30, quarter to 2, because they got that burger that it's going to take you 30 minutes to eat it. And then you can maybe nap out for a little and wake up for the prep race.
So we'll have another one.
Yeah, there you go. You could have another burger. What are you thinking of Santa Anita, Joe?
So Santa Anita, they got the San Felipe today for three-year-olds. And if my memory serves correctly, there was a nice little cowbred that won quite a few races who happens to still be running, who did pretty well in California preps. And I think history might repeat itself today with Smokey's Image. He's 7-2. He's 6-6. He's crossed the wire first in every single race. He gets Victor Espinosa, knows a thing or two about Triple Crown preps and Triple Crown races. And I think you're getting a nice little 4-1 on him.
7-2 in the morning line.
Yeah,
7-2 morning line. You can work some doubles in with him. The maiden special weight the next race, the odds are always all over the place. So if you get a little lucky, you can make a little coin today. It only takes one.
That's no doubt about it. And Ziggy, Ziggy's on the horse inside you, Smokey Image. No, you're Smokey Image.
He's
on the outside, Exaggerator.
Yeah, Exaggerator looks tough. He got beat by Nyquist last time. I tend to think Nyquist might be the best horse out there right now, not including Songbird, who is a filly, who's just running away from everybody.
Yeah, that's a nice segue, because that'll segue into the lower quality of the Tampa Bay Downs field. However, better betting opportunities.
Yeah, it seems like there's more horses. I didn't get a chance to take a look at the Tampa Bay race. I tend to stay away from there because it's usually the B-Team Olympics and the top trainers ship over, they crush, they collect their change, and they're just not great betting opportunities for me.
But, yeah, today I think might be this one race might be the difference, because if you look at the card for Tampa Bay, the first race is an $18,000 claiming race. So that means if we could each of us have a $6,000 superfecta, we can own a horse in the first race, then 40, then 100, 24-2. 24-2. Why do you have a claiming race for $24,200? Is that $200 going to talk somebody off the ticket, or what do you think?
Make or break right there with that 200.
Man, that's the part I could come up with, actually. 28, 29, 28. So you don't have $200,000 in the first seven races. Then you got the Florida Oaks. Another $28,000 maiden special weight, the $200,000 Hillsborough, which is on the turf, and then the Lam Home South Tampa Bay Derby. And what I'm looking at, it's a $350,000 race. So that's not a bad purse.
No, it's not bad. Street Sense, who won the Derby in I think 2011, used it as a prep race. You know, you can save a lot of horse. You miss out on the big boys. And, you know, it's a nice little springboard, and you save a little gas in the tank, and come Derby time, you got a little more than everybody else.
Yeah, and the thing is, those points add up, but what I'm looking at today is just the opportunity to have 10 horses in a race that's worth something, that means something, and all that betting opportunity, because the favorite, Brody's Cause, is a morning line, is 5-2.
And then 5-1 is your second choice. So, you know, that if there were two sheets of this and there were 20, this could be a derby card in terms of those odds. You never get, you know, you never get a lot of favorites in the derby.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a nice little opportunity. You catch a little bomb in there, you might catch a nice little 10-cent superfecta, and you might be able to grab a horse in the first race at Tampa tomorrow.
And Tommy did back-to-back $17,000 supers for a dime once, remember?
Yes, I do.
That was a pretty good – every time I looked, his account had $1,700 more in it. But, yeah, because, Joe, here's what we got at San Anita. 8-1, 7-2, 2-1, 8-1, 7-2, 5-2. Those are the kind of card that tells you something's wrong with horse racing.
Yeah, it's tough. There's too many races. There's too many horses avoiding other horses. And you know what? I don't blame these trainers for placing these horses strategically to try to maximize the money they're going to put in their pocket.
No, of course not.
Well, for the Kentucky Derby.
If you got a loophole, I'm taking advantage of it.
But the rest of the card's very nice. I can't complain about the rest of the card.
No. Again, you know, we kind of think $4 million. Right, so yeah, at least a little close to $3 million in purses in one day. It's a lot of money.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna hit that late pick four. That's what I'm gonna take home too. $4 million.
There you go. There
nice.
You go. All right, so good luck, and we'll talk to you next week.
Good luck, guys.
Johnny D.
Yeah, I found a classic overreaction line is off game for everybody for today. San Diego State Aztecs struggle in the tournament. They're 4.5-point favorites over Fresno State. But this is the same Aztecs team that has won the regular season championship. They beat New Mexico by 27 2 weeks ago, UNLV by 36. The Aztecs have won a lot of regular season championships, but they've struggled winning this tournament in Vegas. I expect a superior effort from the San Diego State Aztecs today. Is another game I like a lot.
Well, they definitely they had to bounce back because everybody was writing them off. I told Hector I think they're going to be an 8 or 9.
Yeah. So anyway, I think the line's off on this. Line's 4.5.
There you go.
Get some SDSU.
There you go. Aztec money, huh? What are they? They would bet chickens. The Aztecs would probably be betting chickens back then, wouldn't they?
Yes.
They had wampum and stuff like that. You know.
Maze.
Yeah, there you go. So when you get the call, and the Aztec police are listening in to the Aztec phone calls, it's 3 Maze on San Diego State. All right, Tom, what are you thinking?
I'm with Johnny Station. There's a little payback game. Fresno State beat them a few weeks ago. Beat them pretty good, actually. So I think they'll pay them back, and you know, they'll win that game by at least 12 points.
Well, you know, if they hit their free throws, they, you know, the double digits go they go pretty easy, because you know when they miss their free throws, and especially the first end of a 1-on-1, it's tough, man. It's tough.
All right, hey, I see security coming for me. I get my buzzer beaters in.
All right, go.
Oregon Ducks, Kansas Jayhawks.
Okay, wait, whoa! I've got to write them down.
Okay.
Slow down.
Yeah, I see security coming for me, I know. Anyway, we got the Oregon Ducks tonight. I like the Kansas Jayhawks over West Virginia, San Diego State. And UConn was in that quadruple overtime game. Their legs have got to be a little tired. I like the under in the UConn game, under 127. Those are my buzzer beaters.
Tommy.
I like Seton Hall. I don't like them on the money line, but I like them plus the 6.5. And I like State. So a parlay, Seton Hall plus the 6.5, and San Diego State minus the 4.5, and play them in the first half and the second for the game.
I'm telling you right now, I watched a lot of basketball this week. Jonathan was giving out a lot of winners, so I was paying a little attention to games that I normally wouldn't watch. But the one thing I did notice is that Michigan State is a very, very good basketball team. And I would not hesitate. I think they play today?
Yes.
They playing somebody. Who are they playing? Michigan State's playing Maryland. They're given 6.5. Okay. I think, Johnny, the line is off on that one.
I really
do. So that would be I don't have a lot of picks. All right, final thoughts, Johnny.
Hey, I love March Madness in the tournament. Everybody have a great weekend. Like I said, get some batteries for your remote control. Set your clocks back, and good luck.
Tommy.
Cash them. Don't trash them.
All right, it's Sports Betting Weekly. You know what? You can go to sportsbettingweeklylive.com at about 10:30 and get the podcast. And I would definitely listen before I was getting in line. It's Sports Betting Weekly.